Quick warning here, on today's episode, we are reviewing a podcast that has a huge volume swell. So when the volume gets too low, do not adjust your volume. I will adjust it for you, and plus you'll see just how wide their volume swell is. Otherwise, you're going to get your ears blown out. Let's start the show. Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 14 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Today we're doing something different. We have the hosts of the Podwreck Show. Find them at podwrecked.com. It's Kyle and Tim. They're going to help us pick a random show. Kyle, pick a random category from Apple Podcasts.
Ooh, audio drama.
Is there such a category?
Arts? Is it? Maybe it's an arts category.
We'll go arts. Awesome. Yeah. Tim, pick a random number between 1 and 200.
I'm going to have to go with the ultimate answer to the universe, which would be 42.
42. Excellent. And I'm going to make it easy and pick it out of the U.S. because why not? And I will go find a podcast. In the meantime, why don't you take a second and listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And that brings up the podcast, Steal This Beer. From our good friends at Apple Podcasts, their description is beer gurus Augie Carton from Carton Brewing, and John Hall, Craft Beer and Brewing Magazine, get to the bottom of the day's most pressing craft beer issues with the help from opinionated brewer friends, know-it-all barkeeps, and smarmy, that's the actual word, smarmy industry insiders. For each episode, Augie and John will blind taste and dissect two beers on air provided by the episode's guests while discussing current beer topics, news, and styles. Their website is, you guessed it, stealthisbeer.com. And we're going to listen to their latest episode. It goes a little something like this.
Hey, this is Augie Carton of Carton Brewing in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey, and you're listening to Steal This Beer. These guys are wonderful. You should get on Patreon and give them money as soon as you can.
Wow, it's really quiet. And I couldn't understand what that guy was saying. Yeah, yeah. And the voice of a guy.
Steal This Beer, a candid weekly discussion about beer, over beer, by a couple of guys that think about beer way too much.
Okay. Yeah. Anytime now. Hello. All right.
All right. Hey, y'all. It's 5 o'clock on Monday, and we are stealing beer. I'm Augie Carton.
Hey, I'm John Hall, and I am thirsty.
Hey, I'm Justin Kennedy, and I'm
Justin Kennedy.
Not thirsty, because I've been drinking.
Justin's been drinking and smashing glasses all over the f***ing joint. And Chris Meister is our, what do we call him on this show?
Accomplice.
Accomplice of the day. Thanks for coming out, bro.
Thank you.
Get right on the mic. We don't want him to miss your genius. Yeah. And I'll back off the mic, because I just got some heat off my own voice.
A little bit.
Beer Wax. You.
Okay, this is a deal breaker. I tell people, if you force your audience to grab the volume knob, they will grab the delete button instead. This is so easy to fix. The website, Auphonic, A-U-P-H-O-N-I-C. The beginning of it, you had this guy giving you a testimonial who apparently thought you would pay him more if he got it done quicker. So it was like, welcome to the Zone Show. Give them Patreon money. Okay. And it was super. And then you guys start on your way up here, and I have actually gone through, because I didn't want to blow out your ears, but trust me, when there is a huge volume change in this podcast, I didn't want to blow out your ears, so I'm tempted here to not fix it so you could hear how bad it is, but because then you'll tune out of my show, so just trust me on that. And I kind of like the fact that you're recording live in a bar. You also had about five popping peas at the very beginning. You're like, yes, and I'm thirsty. And I'm like, come on, you can spend $5 on one of those little foam thingies. That's the technical term, the foam thingy. Stick it on your microphone and then don't talk directly into the microphone like I'm doing right now. Point it at the corner of your mouth and that will fix most of the popping peas. If you have some sort of pop filter or the foam thingy, sometimes called the clown nose. These are super easy things to fix your audio. And since this show is about your first impression, I liked your intro. Way too much music. Just get to the point. But I like the fact that you kind of said, hey, welcome to the Steal This Beer show where we talk about such and such and the guys that do such and such. I like the attitude in your description and I like the attitude in the intro, but the audio quality here and not so much the fact that you're recording live in a bar. That's okay. I get that. And it kind of adds ambiance, but get your volume levels under check. And that's easy to do with simply at the beginning, ask somebody what they had for breakfast and get their volume level, get the next person, and then ask them to say happy peanut butter. If you can say happy peanut butter into the microphone and not have popping peas, then you should be good to go. And then, again, if you have a case where somebody gets really excited and they get really, really loud, Auphonic, and I don't get paid for this, by the way, Auphonic is a great program. They do have a free version where you can upload a file, and it will even it out, remove some of the hiss, things like that. So this is an easy problem to fix. Now, I did something different on this episode. I had Kyle and Tim from Podwrecked on, and the reason for that is they were interviewing me on their show, Podwrecked, again, podwrecked.com, about the fact, if you listen to last Friday's episode, I think it was, or last Monday's, I put out an episode without my voice. Yes, Davey did a boo-boo, and here's the reason why. I went in, just like this particular show, you heard where I bleeped out the F word, and I went in to do that, but I was talking over the curse word, so I muted myself, got rid of the curse, re-exported the show, and never listened to it. And I always, always listen to my episodes. And because I'd only made a 2-second change, why would I listen to it again? I know it's fine. I know the volume is fine. Well, that's why you listen, because you will hear things like, hey, I left the mute button on. Now, normally, I wouldn't go into this kind of stuff, but you're a podcaster and you might actually enjoy how the sausage is made. And so I put it here at the end for the super fans. Now, speaking of super fans, if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, simply go out to Podcast Rodeo Show, click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's only $5. Now, if you want a full review of your show and not just my opinion, but 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson, go over to Podcast Review Show. We go over your audio. We go over your workflow. We go over your goals. We go over your website. We go over every part of your podcast, and it's only $99. Plus, you get on the show. Plus, you get on our YouTube channel. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.